Tammy Shipley believed someone was out to hurt her.
I thought someone was after me and I wanted to just be safe.
She's put under 24-hour surveillance.
I tried to get in contact multiple times.
I just need to make a phone call. Nobody knows where I am.
And then something strange happens.
She just drank and drank and had something like 20 litres of pure water.
Ambulance emergency.
I've got a woman unconscious.
Tammy's story. Search Background Briefing on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Before we begin today's show, I want you to know that this episode is part of a special series we're doing about Punjabi music, politics and assassinations. July 2022, Toronto, Canada. Drake takes to the stage. He's one of the most famous and at times controversial musicians on the planet. And today, he's performing in his home city. He arrives on stage wearing a sweatshirt with the face of a turbaned Punjabi man. The text underneath the image reads 1993 to 2022. And in large black font is his name, Sidhu Moosewala. Toronto has a large Punjabi diaspora that know his music well. But Moosewala had also spread into Canadian pop culture more broadly. Even Drake followed him on Instagram. For fans unfamiliar with Sidhu Moosewala, the tribute raised questions. Who is this man, and why is he dead? The answer is, he's dead because a few months earlier, a group of men ambushed and assassinated this popular musician. Hello, my friend. I'm Aslan Pahari, and this is Assassins, the show in which we tell the stories of the world's most shocking assassinations. And today, one of the most influential Punjabi artists of his generation, Sidhu Moosewala. Like many other kids in the South Asian diaspora, I love listening to Moosewala. I remember first hearing him in 2018 while I was living in Canada. He was absolutely huge there. His music is an interesting blend of Punjabi folk singing traditions and that North American hip-hop production. It somehow works so well. In 2020, The Guardian named him among 50 artists to watch. He won awards, grew a huge fan base, and received critical acclaim. The singer, music producer, and actor Honey Singh praised him for taking Punjabi music to the global stage. Fans say his songs reflect real life. His detractors say his music glorifies violence. Whatever you think of Sidhu Moosewala, by the time of his death in 2022, he was one of the most streamed Punjabi artists in the world. And we never got to see if he could have achieved the level of global success of an artist like Drake. So why was he assassinated? One of the people who claimed to have organized the hit later said this, quote, "In his arrogance, he made some mistakes that could not be forgiven. We had no option but to kill him. He had to face the consequences of his actions. It was either him or us. As simple as that." But the story of Sidhu Moosewala's life is not really as simple as that. And so we need to find out more about who Moosewala was when he wasn't performing on stage. Sidhu Moosewala grew up in the same place he died, Moosa, a farming village in the Mansa district of Punjab. His real name isn't Sidhu Moosewala, it's actually Shubdeep Singh Sidhu. His stage name actually means Sidhu from Moosa. He spoke about his rural Punjabi homeland in his music, linking his success to land, family, and regional pride. He also referred to his Jat identity in almost all of his songs. Jats are a large agricultural community found across Punjab and surrounding regions. And today, they're categorized as a caste within Punjab's Sikh community. They hold most of the agricultural land in the state. Until his early 20s, Sidhu grew up in one of these Jat families. In his village, he was introduced to Western artists like Tupac Shakur, someone he cites as a big inspiration. But his family also prioritized education and a safe career path. And so Sidhu left home in Musa to get an engineering degree in the Ludhiana district in Punjab. After that, he travelled even further away from home to study in Canada. Brampton, Canada, 2016. Shubdeep Singh begins his music journey as Sidhu Moosewala, releasing his first tracks as a solo artist a year later. Moosewala's popularity quickly skyrockets amongst the young diaspora in Canada and then in Australia and the UK. His social media following soon stretches into the millions. But it's his lyrics about rivalries, weapons, honour codes and retaliation that begin to raise questions. And then, rumours circulate that he was somehow associated with the murder of a youth leader. By 2020, Punjabi gang members and even the police begin poring over his tracks, trying to read between the lines. Some see signs that he's sided with one of Punjab's biggest gangs, against its powerful main rival. Case in point, the song Bambiya Bole. Sidhu released the track Bambiya Bole in June 2020 in collaboration with another popular Punjabi artist. And it's ostensibly a song about a bird. Bambiya is the word for a particular kind of cuckoo with a loud musical call. It's a prominent symbol in Punjabi folklore, representing yearning and unrequited thirst. But it's also the name of a criminal gang. And not just any gang, but one of Punjab's most powerful and active networks. The Bambiya gang's been accused of having a long history of extortion and violence. So by singing a song about a bird, was Moosewala showing his support or even involvement with the Bambiya gang? Moosewala denies it all. Even so, when the song's released, the Bambiya gang's biggest enemies take note. They're called the Bishnoi Organization. Their leader is Lawrence Bishnoi, and he's running their global operations from a high-security jail cell in Delhi. To the Bishnoi, the song confirms that Moosewala has chosen a side, and it's not theirs. They'd already had their suspicions, not over one of Moosewala's songs, but over a sporting event. February 2020. And we're in Dirba, southern Punjab. A kabaddi tournament allegedly organised by affiliates of the Bambiya gang is attended by the famous singer Sidhu Moosewala. Kabaddi is a traditional South Asian contact sport. It sort of looks like a mixture of rugby and wrestling with seven players a side. And from experience, I can tell you, it's not easy and it can be painful. The Bishnoi gang warn Moosewala to stay away, but he refuses to listen. Making enemies out of the Bishnoi gang is not a great idea because they've got members around the world. They've even got Punjabi operatives in Canada where Moosewala is living and making music. A year after Sidhu Moosewala first moved to Canada, another young Punjabi arrives on a student visa. His name's Goldie Brar, and he and Moosewala seem to have a lot in common. Both grew up in rural Punjab before moving to Canada, and both have knowledge of Punjabi gang culture. Now, there's no evidence Moosewala and Goldie Brar ever met in person in Canada or back in India, but in the early 2020s, two murders bring their worlds together. One is the 2020 gang-related killing of Goldie Brar's cousin, Gurlal Brar, who was also a friend and key aide to gang leader Lawrence Bishnoi. The other murder occurred a year later in 2021. Youth Akali Dal leader Vikramjit Singh Midukhera, better known as Vicky Midukhera, was shot to death by four mass shooters, yet another victim of inter-gang rivalry. Everything comes to a head with the murder of Vicky Midukhera. It's August 2021. Vicky Midukhera is 33 years old and well known in Punjabi student politics. He's also a close associate of the Bishnoi gang. He's shot dead while visiting a market in Mohali in Punjab. Three shooters are convicted. Even though Moosewala was never named as a co-conspirator, his assistant music director, Shaganpreet Singh, is alleged to have provided logistical support to the shooters. Shaganpreet is questioned by Delhi police. But then just days later, he leaves for Australia and has never returned. The Bishnoi gang believe that Moosewala helped fund the operation, shelter the shooters, and then later used his political connections to help Shaganpreet flee the country. Moosewala has always denied any involvement, and prosecutors haven't offered any evidence directly linking him to the murder. Given all this, Sidhu Moosewala is perhaps the last person you'd think would want to enter politics. But in 2021, the main opposition party in India, the Congress Party, asks him to be one of their candidates in the next state election. They reckon he could attract young and rural Punjabi voters. After all, his music celebrates agriculture as a profession and the village as home. His songs play from tractors as people work their fields. And Moosewala has shown he does have a political side. He'd been part of the hugely successful farmers' protest fighting controversial new agriculture laws. Farmers across the country get organised and Moosewala performs at their protests. The campaign continues for a year until Prime Minister Narendra Modi gives in and repeals the laws. The protest movement has won and Moosewala, whose name and music backed the campaign, has accumulated genuine political capital. And so, he accepts the Congress's offer to run against the party in power, the AAP, or known locally as AAP. As a political candidate, the government gives him a security detail, four bodyguards to keep him safe. The elections are held in February 2022. It's a tight race, and Moosewala doesn't win the seat. But he doesn't accept the loss quietly. He releases a song called Scapegoat, which reaches millions of YouTube views within days. The AAP party, which won the election, claims the song calls Punjab's voters traitors. 3 months later, the party he'd been publicly attacking takes away two of his security guards. And then, just a few days after that, Moosewala goes for a drive outside his village with his cousin and a friend. 29th of May, 2022, Mansa District, Punjab. The sun sits heavy over open farmland. Wheat fields stretch flat towards the horizon. A narrow rural road runs between villages. Not much traffic passes through here, so locals recognize number plates. Outsiders are noticed. A black SUV travels along a road near Moosa village. Inside is Shubdeep Singh Sidhu, known to millions as Sidhu Moosewala. He's 28 years old and one of the most streamed Punjabi artists in the world. And he's built his public identity around rural pride. His lyrics reference his village, his land, and his family name. To young Punjabis, this symbolizes confidence and defiance. But on this afternoon in May, he's just taking a drive out of the village with his cousin and a friend. He's so carefree that he's left his two remaining bodyguards at home. Suddenly, two vehicles approach on the open road and cut them off. Automatic weapons fire into the SUV, shattering the windscreen. The sound travels across the fields and into nearby homes. Farmers stop work, villagers step outside. People run towards the scene. Phones are raised, calls are made to police and ambulances. The attack lasts less than a minute, and when it ends, the vehicle is riddled with bullet holes. One of Punjab's most recognizable cultural figures lies critically wounded inside his car. Within hours, the assassination will dominate the national news and then spread across the world. And just as quickly, someone will post on their Facebook from their home in Canada claiming they'd ordered the killing of Sidhu Moosewala. Moosewala was cremated on the 31st of May, 2 days after the killing on his own farmland in Moosa village. By September, three of the alleged shooters were killed or captured, and many others have been charged for their role in the assassination. But as to who masterminded the whole thing, the Indian authorities allege it was likely two people, both from the Bishnoi organization. One was the gang's leader, Lawrence Bishnoi. The other was the man who claimed responsibility via that Facebook post. His name is Satinderjeet Singh, and he's one of Bishnoi's top members. But he's better known as Goldie Brar, the man who'd gone to Canada on a student visa at about the same time as Moosewala. Goldie Brar already had a criminal record, and there's still a red notice out on him, meaning any country in the Interpol network could arrest him and send him back to India to face court. But no one can find him. He's still on the run. Whereabouts unknown. It was Goldie Brar who sent those voice memos explaining why he ordered the assassination. He'd sent it to the BBC, quote, "In his arrogance, he made some mistakes that could not be forgiven. We had no option but to kill him." Sidhu Moosewala's music now has over 4 billion YouTube views. Songs written about rivalry and consequences now listened to by people who know exactly how his story ended. Today's episode of Assassins is the first in a three-part special series about the assassination of Punjabi musicians. Next week, check out our episode about Chamkila. We'll also be having a chat with Elfresh, an Australian Punjabi hip-hop artist. Assassins is hosted by me, Aslan Pahari. Hannah Jose is the producer. Sound design by Tegan Nichols. Supervising producer is Kyla Slavin. Executive producers are Joel Werner, Eric George, and Jessica Radburn. As well as listening to Assassins, you can watch full episodes of the show on YouTube and Spotify. Those videos are shot and edited by Tejas Bhatt, Eve Gogan, and Dylan Bien. If there's an assassination you think we should cover on the show, please email us, assassins@abc.net.au. I hope to hear from you soon, my friend.